For people on the U.S.-Mexico border, getting to a hospital is not always an option, including for childbirth. So midwives have been helping deliver babies in the region for decades. And according to the U.S. government, during a period between the 1950s through the 1990s, some midwives provided or sold fraudulent U.S. birth certificates to children actually born on the Mexican side of the border. In recent years, the U.S. State Department has denied passports to some Latinos along the border and called their citizenship into question. Jennifer Carrero is an immigration attorney based in Houston, Texas, representing many clients in that situation, including Edward Garza. And he says he was born in the U.S., but he's been denied a U.S. passport multiple times starting in 2010. And out of concern for his status in the country, we are not using his full name.
Well, the first time I applied, I didn't know anything was wrong. So I just applied. I needed a passport for going out of the country, you know, for a job. And I received that first, and now later I never opened it because the job got canceled out of the country. So I didn't pay any mind really on the first one.
What type of paperwork did you bring with you to apply?
You know, the birth certificate and Social Security, had my driver's license, everything. And everything that was required, I brought.
How many times have you tried to apply for a passport, Edward?
It's been four.
Four times, and you've been rejected four times?
Yes, yes.
What's the reasoning that you're given each time you've been rejected? Is it the same?
Well, yes. It's been that since I was born by midwife. And it's also stating that she testified under oath that I was not born. Well, I was not born by her under oath. It's a statement.
So the midwife that delivered you testified that she did not deliver you? Is that what happened?
That's what is stating on the letters that I received from the Texas Department.
Mm-hmm. And had you ever been aware of this? Did you have any sense that your birth certificate might be fraudulent?
No, ma'am. None at all.
Jennifer, can you give us a little bit of perspective here in terms of explaining what's actually happening? You know, this story was first broken by the Washington Post, obviously, and the State Department has since responded to this. And of course, our listeners can find the full statement on our website. But the State Department is saying that reporting this is actually inaccurate. They're saying that 28% of passport cases were denied in 2017 compared to 36% in 2015 under the Obama administration. So can you help us understand what exactly is happening here?
Right. So the issue here is, and like I've said, the numbers of percentages don't really mean anything without any sort of relativity. We don't know how many applications there were. We don't know what they consider the midwife issue. Is it any midwife in the country? Is it just the southern border? So the 36 and the 28%, I take with a grain of salt. But ultimately, what's happening is in the southern border, and even in certain other areas, but most predominantly here in Texas, on the southern border in the valley, there were some midwives that delivered babies that were actually born in Mexico, and then later either confessed or were convicted, but it's very few that were actually convicted under our law.
And can you give us a sense, Jennifer, of when, what time period you're talking about, of people who, midwives who were delivering babies on the Mexican border and then lying about whether or not where they were and how they, I mean, it just seems like we're looking for a needle in a haystack. So I just want to really understand the scope of what we're talking about. Was this an organized effort of midwives to do this, or was this just circumstantial?
I think this was money, to be honest with you. I think that it was a way for them to make additional money. It was between about 1950 and 1990, believe it or not. So it did go further into, you know, the century. But I have a list of fraudulent midwife list at my office that are suspected, convicted, or confessed. And there is about 250 of them. But most of them, I would say a majority, 95% of them actually are just suspected. And how they're suspected is a great question. Why? Why are they suspected? Simply because they were a midwife in southern Texas. And in Edward's case, this woman has supposedly confessed, is what the Department of State is saying. But we also have a statement from her saying that she did deliver him. And we also have a statement from family members that say that they physically saw him be born in the United States. And that's really what the Department of State is looking for. And documentation of mother's prenatal records. Maybe if she worked here, if she was paid. But we know that back then, a lot of times moms did not work. Or if they did work, they were not paid properly, like a W-2. So it's very hard to overcome this suspicion just because these women are on this list. And there's no rhyme or reason as to why they're on there if they weren't, if they didn't confess or they weren't convicted.
Edward, what type of impact has this had on your life, if any? Has it affected you at all, or do you just sort of think that this has limited you?
Well, yeah. I mean, now that I'm older, I'm 50. It's had a great impact on me because, like I said, I didn't expect this, and not at this age either. Even for work related issues, I can't go out of the country. I had to step down from jobs. Also, it's kind of worrisome that, you know, you might be driving, get pulled over, and get sent to immigration.
Edward Garza is one of the Americans being denied a passport and having his citizenship called into question. And Jennifer Carrero is an immigration attorney based in Houston. Thanks to you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.